Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 0-1 in conference play and 2-2 overall. Rutgers visits Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
The football team had a great practice this morning. We're excited about another opportunity to go compete against another great opponent like Ohio State. Guys are excited about going to play in a venue like the Horseshoe and continue to keep getting better and show people that we're improving. And disappointed about our loss last week against Iowa, but very excited about the improvement we've been making in the first 4 weeks and the direction that we're going. So there, with that, I'll go ahead and open up to questions.
We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Chris. I was wondering, with the loss of Grant, I seem to be getting some indications Juwan Harris may see more of a role with you guys. I'm just wondering, from your vantage point, what does he bring to the table?
Well, Juwan is a version of Janarian. I mean, he's not Janarian, but he's our next best version of Janarian. Can do a lot of things. He can play receiver, yep. Running back, can be a punt returner, kick returner. He's got some skill set similar to what Janarian has. So, you know, it's just the next man in philosophy for us. And Janarian was a great player, did a lot of great things for us, but we're ready to see what Juwan can do for us.
And the other thing, you know, there's no question that Ohio State's tackling improved over the last 2 years, especially after you incorporated that new style of tackling with them and stuff, and now you got to face them. I'm just wondering, as you look at that, I mean, what was the key to bringing that new style of tackling? I mean, what is the key to it more than anything else?
A lot of the key to it is just belief in it. It's like anything else you do in coaching, offensive scheme, defensive scheme, special team scheme, different types of fundamentals. It's the belief that you as an individual, as a staff, and the belief that you can get your players to have in what you're teaching and what you're coaching. And, you know, we go back and look at the 2014 season there. I mean, that was one of the things that led to us improving as a tackling defense, is the belief that everybody had in what we were teaching and that it was showing up on film. And we're trying to do the same things here at Rutgers, and I think we're tackling exceptionally well here, and it's because of the belief in what we're teaching and that they see it showing up on film.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Hey, Chris. Yesterday, Urban was talking about, I mean, not just you, but several other staffers and a strength coach that had some ties to the Buckeyes, and then players were talking about, you know, seeing your defense out there and the similarities to their own. I'm just curious, how do you balance taking what you learned at Ohio State with what you know, some of your own ideas, maybe how much of what you learned at Ohio State are you trying to use there?
Well, there's a good lot. I mean, I guess it depends on what, you know, types of things you're asking about. If you're talking about program building, you're talking about offense or defensive schemes, you know, because those things are different. You know, from a program standpoint, you know, I had a very successful tenure there at Ohio State. We won a lot of games, had a lot of great players, learned a lot from not only Coach Meyer, but all the other assistant coaches that are on that staff. It's an exceptional staff. And, you know, I've combined things that I've taken there from my 2 years with things that I've learned at Arkansas, Wisconsin, and other stops that I've had along the way. But I'd be foolish not to take a good majority of what we did there at Ohio State, because it works exceptionally well. I just got to, you know, always be looking at, will it work here at Rutgers? Does it work here with our staff, our players? And if it does, absolutely, we'll do it.
Do you look at an opportunity as your familiarity with Ohio State's personnel and what they do? Do you see that as an advantage this week or a disadvantage that they know your defense or anything like that for this particular matchup?
I don't see any advantage that my knowledge of anything there has, to be honest with you. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to players going out and making plays on the field, and they've got tremendous players. They've coached them exceptionally well. They're, you know, playing well through three games. And, you know, what we're trying to improve and build a program here ourselves. And, I know players, I know coaches, I know offense and defense of schemes that they're running on film, but that doesn't mean that I have or we have an advantage or anything like that. It comes down to players making plays on Saturday, and that's all we're focused on.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, Bill.
Obviously, you're there. You're trying to build for the long haul, but you've got to play this game early in the season when you've lost a couple of your key players. Just how ready are you for this kind of matchup? Is your program for this kind of matchup right now?
I'll tell you when it's over, to be honest with you. We went out and we played a top 10 football team in Washington to start the season. We were not ready for that game. They were fast. They were well coached. They were experienced. And we didn't take care of the football, and we gave up too many big plays and cost us in that game big time. We played Iowa last week, which is another, I think, exceptional football team. And I think we were much improved. We were a lot more competitive. We had our chances to win that game, but didn't get it done. So I'm just worried about our improvement. I'm not trying to compare us to anybody else, especially Ohio State. I'm trying to compare us, you know, from the previous week. Are we getting better? If that translates into wins, then great. That's what we want. But we're just focused on our process of improvement, and each Saturday gives us that opportunity. We just happen to be playing a great opponent this week.
And you're one of the few people who actually saw these Buckeyes, the ones who are playing now, because you saw them in practice, even though most people didn't see them in games. They didn't play a whole lot. Are you at all surprised by what this new look defense has done?
No, not at all. I mean, I just look back at the 2014 season and all the new players that we had on that particular defense that year, and really the new players that were on offense and defense, and the way they came together. It's just at Ohio State, they recruited a high level, and it's just really reload, and the next man in, when someone goes to the NFL or their career's over, there's another talented player waiting to burst on the scene and become another Ohio State legend, and this is no different. The only thing that's probably a little bit surprising is how well they're playing so early. You know, that staff has done an outstanding job of getting those guys game ready in an early fashion. You know, 2014, we lost that Virginia Tech game early in the season. Just don't see that type of stumble or pothole, I should say, for this football team so far in the first three games.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
John. I think Austin might ask a similar question, but considering Arkansas, Wisconsin, Ohio State, the three previous stops are a combined 10-1, all ranked in the top 20. Two-part question: how much pride do you take in that? And two, what are the important building blocks to kind of reach to that top 20 status, considering you were pretty much at the start of what Brett was building over Arkansas and Wisconsin?
The first part of your question, I don't know if I take a lot of pride in any of it. I'm not there anymore. I mean, it's great to say that I was a part of those programs and, you know, with those coaches and coaching staffs and players that were, you know, there. I know some of the players at each one of those spots still, and I guess that, you know, was nice. But, you know, I'm concerned about getting our program here in the right direction and building it. I look at Brett at Arkansas, you know, in the first year we were there. We weren't very successful, but we were building, I thought, a very solid foundation for the future. We were playing our best football at the end of the season, and then he goes on the next year and continues to build on it, has a strong identity on offense, defense, special teams, a tough football team, and beat a lot of really good teams that year, especially at the end of the season. And I look at to that blueprint and that model as we try to build it here at Rutgers. You know, we want to build a big, strong, physical football team that's playing its best football at the end of the season this year, and then we'll build on that from there, and hopefully along the way we win some games as we're doing it.
Thanks, Chris.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Garrett Stephen, ScarletReport.com.
Hey, Chris. So, I mean, we spoke about the injuries to Janarian and Quanzel, and obviously those being season-ending injuries. And I know you don't want to get into specifics about the rest of the team, but I was just wondering in general, what's the state of health with the team, you know, going into its fifth game of the year, and how do you determine who plays and who doesn't against a team like Ohio State, number two team in the country?
When you talk about health, we're other than those two players that had season-ending injuries, you know, like a lot of teams do it this year. I mean, we just got regular bumps and bruises and aches and pains like everybody, and we just played a very physical football game. the last Saturday versus Iowa, and they're a physical football team, and I thought we played a physical game, and we got bumps and bruises coming out of that game, just like we will in just about every Big Ten game this year. In terms of who, you know, plays or how we decide who plays, and they earn that right during practice. I mean, we're going to play our best players. We're going to, you know, play the guys that have gone out and practiced the way we want them to practice and have earned those reps during the week. So that's how we determine that.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.